Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's always a pleasure. We're back. We're celebrating Small Business Week here in Washington, D.C., broadcasting live from the Hilton, Washington. I'll remind you, folks, if you come to Washington, you got to know which Hilton you're going to, because there's a Washington Hilton, there's a Hilton, Washington, there's a Hilton Towers, and who knows, there are probably several others. So if you're going to a Hilton, you got to know which one. But that's where we are, and this is our eighth year to celebrate Small Business with the SBA. To help them celebrate their Small Business Week. We got a lot of things going on today, and including something very special that's happening tonight. And I'm going to get somebody to join us right now and help us talk about that a little bit. Her name is Judy Smolsky. You've met her before. She's been on our show many times before. She's vice president of IBM Small and Medium Business in the Americas, and she's a member of our Brain Trust, and she also is one of our great corporate partners. Judy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you back, and I want to thank you for your support of this week. I know that IBM is going to be sponsoring one of the sponsors of the Hall of Fame dinner tonight.
Absolutely. You know, Jim, that this continues to be a hugely important focus for the IBM company, advocating for the needs of small businesses around the world.
Well, I know that it is, and you guys have been supporting every year that I've been involved. I know you guys have been right here. But this Hall of Fame dinner is going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to be actually making a little speech there. You're going to be making a little presentation. Many of the people in my audience are not going to be able to hear you tonight, and I think they'd like to hear a little bit about what you've got to say tonight.
Well, terrific. Well, the Hall of Fame dinner is really a terrific event for IBM to sponsor because it celebrates the success of four small businesses who have absolutely been so effective in the particular, you know, business that they've decided to pursue. And so it's a great opportunity for IBM to recognize them as part of the celebration. So, you know, it's kind of interesting because there may not seem to be a lot of parallels between the Small Business Administration and, you know, my part of the IBM company, but I actually think we have a very similar role. The SBA is part of a huge entity, but has a unique role as a dedicated voice. They advocate for the needs of smaller companies. And just like IBM is a very big enterprise, you know, the Small and Medium Business Division advocates for the needs of the small business marketplace. So that's why we like to partner with the SBA, because we feel like we have a very similar objective. And, you know, these small businesses are so critical to the nation's economic development. We absolutely must support them in any way that we can.
Well, and you guys are doing a good job of that, and I want to thank you on the air for your support of all the things that we do. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you tonight, and we're going to have fun at the Hall of Fame dinner. And, you know, the president's going to be here today at 2 o'clock.
I think that's terrific. I'm sure everyone's thrilled to see him this year.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to hear him speak. Also, I'd like to point out that I was at the procurement luncheon yesterday, and IBM won an award, and I want to congratulate you on that. You won the Francis Perkins Award.
Yeah, that's an important recognition for us, because what that basically says is that we were recognized for our work for the global supplier diversity work that we do with constituent-owned businesses. And, of course, that's in support of the federal procurement requirements. So it's something we believe in, it's something we're committed to, and so it was very much an honor to receive such an award.
Frances Perkins, by the way, I learned this year, Judy, was the first female cabinet member in the United States government.
Terrific. Go ahead.
She began in 33. She was like the Secretary of Labor in 33 to 45, and held some other positions in the Roosevelt administration, and so she's a very important person, and so that's a coveted award because of how much regard she was held in here in the city over so many years.
That's great.
Yeah. Judy, the one of the things I want to talk about, we're going to take a break in a few seconds, I should say. And when we come back, I want to talk about something that you and I agree on completely, and that is the importance of small businesses and big businesses not being vendor customers, not being competitors, but actually being partners, partner customers and vendor partners. And so we're going to do that right after these messages. And folks, we're visiting with our good friend Judy Smolsky. She's Vice President of Marketing of IBM Small Business in the Americas, and she and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. We're celebrating Small Business Week and with the SBA, and this is, as I said earlier, this is our eighth year to do this, and we always enjoy working with the SBA. They're great folks, and we're visiting with our good friend Judy Smolsky. Judy is Vice President of IBM Small and Medium Business in America, in the Americas, I should say, and Judy, thank you again for joining us. Folks, one of the things that I like talking about, and you know this, is I like talking about the importance of building community. Judy, I talk to the audience all the time about building communities, building partnerships. Don't think of people. When you look at a competitor, try as quickly as you can to think about how you could partner with them. When you think of a customer, especially a big customer, don't think of them as just a customer, but try to think of them as a partner. How can you integrate your business? How can you be more than a vendor, but actually become an integrated partner in that business? And one of the things that I've been watching over the years, Judy, is how well IBM has been doing this.
Well, the market opportunity, Jim, is huge. And so, you know, and we all know that small businesses like to buy locally. So it's so important for us to partner so that we can help our small business customers not only with the technology they might need, but also with the business solutions they might need. And, you know, I would refer all of our listeners to our website, IBM.com, and you can either click on the little small and medium business button or just type in IBM.com/business center, and it'll take you to all the resources that we have invested in, including our broad array of partners, solution partners, technology partners, software partners, and that way we can really your listeners can really understand the depth and breadth of the partnership that we offer, and they may want to buy something or they may want to apply to be a partner. So, you know, education I think is a really good thing here.
Well, and you know, Judy, I'm glad you mentioned the website, because basically your website is a clinic on what I'm talking about, because folks, when you go there, what you'll see are, you'll see some little companies that you never heard of before, because they're little companies like mine, for example, and you know, you think, well, you know, IBM is a partner with these teeny tiny companies. Yeah, they are, because those teeny tiny companies offer resources that IBM can make available to their customers that IBM doesn't have, and you could do it if you wanted to, but why do it if somebody else has already done it? Why not?
Oh, absolutely.
Partner with those people?
Plus, I think it shows the spirit of you know, support for the small business community. And, you know, as I've said, we have a real advocacy role. And so we want to support our partners to be successful and grow and achieve their business objectives while we mutually help other small businesses achieve theirs.
Well, absolutely. And, Judy, one of the things that I've been telling my audience for a long time is, in the 21st century, small businesses have got to be able to not drop off the product at the dock, but take the product onto the floor, over down, all the way to the desk. And I'm using this example literally, and also I'd like to think you to think of it metaphorically. And what I mean by that is you can't become integrated as a partner if all you think about is making a delivery to the dock? Or where do you, instead of asking your customers, where do you want me to ship this to? You ask them, who's going to use this? And would it help you if I delivered it directly to their to them and put it in their hands?
And how are you going to use it so that perhaps you can learn from success of others and make it easier, reduce your cost, reduce the time of implementation? So I think that there is, thanks to the power of the Internet, thanks to ever-reducing costs of implementing solutions in small businesses, you know, there's just such a wide array of solutions, whether it's knowing more about your customers, integrating more in a supply chain, actually selling things over the web. There's just so much technology available today that I know all your small business entrepreneurs are savvy and want to take advantage of it. But if they ever do have a question, one of the other things that you'll find on our website is something called Ask the Experts. And it's absolutely, you know, no cost, and it's a way for someone to send in a question on any topic. Could be, you know, health regulation to government forums to anything having to do with technology. There's absolutely no limit to the kind of question, because we then take it to our experts who can get you a very specific answer. And it's all something just to help the community.
Absolutely. You know, Judy, yesterday I spoke to a University of Maryland MBA class. I was invited to talk to them, and you probably won't be surprised to know that one of the questions they asked me was about what we're talking about right now, about the partnering angle, and how you know they actually were thinking about that already, and of course we were talking about outsourcing as well, and I said to them, outsourcing is one of the best things that ever happened to small business owners.
Well, it just enables people to be able to pay for just what you use. So instead of bringing technology in-house, you can actually pay by the drink, if you will, for all the different applications or information that you need to run your business, but in a very cost-effective way. You know, the spirit of America is so creative that I'm sure a lot of these MBA students are going to end up, you know, starting their own businesses. And today there's just so much help available to ensure that they're successful.
You know, Judy, you're exactly right. And I, there were about 25 or 30 young men and women in that class. And I asked them, I actually asked them, how many of you believe or plan to have your own business one day? Not, you know, not maybe when, the, you know, in the next 10 years or so. And you won't be surprised to know that three-fourths of them raised their hands.
And Judy, I think that's terrific.
You know what? 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it would have been the reverse of that, I believe. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Judy Smolsky. She's Vice President for Small Business at IBM. It's 10 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., from the Hilton, Washington, where the SBA's Expo 05 is being celebrated. We're celebrating Small Business Week and having a great time. President Bush is speaking today. And Judy Smolsky speaking tonight. What a pair, Judy. You and the president both tonight. That's gonna make it a red letter day here.
I'm honored.
that's gonna be at the Hall of Fame dinner tonight, folks. Judy's gonna be there because IBM is co-sponsoring that event. And Judy, I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Likewise,
Judy. One of the things that some of my experts have talked about on the show in times past is something that more and more, I know more and more larger companies are working on, and a lot of, and I'm encouraging small business owners to think about this too, and that's establishing what people call corporate values. Would you talk to us a little bit about what IBM thinks about that?
Absolutely. It's an important topic for IBM, Jim. And, you know, a lot of people are in the technology field and in every field. And so what is the differentiator for corporate America? And so we have recently, in the last 12 months under Sam Palmisano's leadership, really rededicated ourselves to selecting values that are important to IBM and important to our customers around the world. The first one is dedication to every client's success. The second, innovation that matters for our company and the world. And the third is trust and personal responsibility in all relationships. So we actually reached out to hundreds of thousands of our employees, our partners, to really synthesize what we wanted IBM in the 21st century to be known for. And it's a commitment we take very seriously. For small business, we're backing it up with a lot of investment. For example, we've developed a new product portfolio called Express, designed to make technology easier to use and more affordable for smaller companies. We've taken the critical business issue of securing data and how complicated that can be to address. And our new ThinkPads have an integrated fingerprint reader. So instead of having to worry about hundreds of passwords, you just have to swipe your finger and the machine knows it's you. So that's just one example of innovation that matters. So the whole idea is to directly apply the IBM values to our products and our message to the marketplace, our value proposition, if you will, so that all small businesses can feel confident that IBM cares about them uniquely. And we'll support them in that trust.
Well said, Judy. And one of the things that I'd like to do is focus a little bit on those three values. From the standpoint of those values, philosophically, for example, two of the three, only one of the three values that you identified have anything to do with your products.
That's right.
The first one's about the customer. The third one's about trust. And I thought I like that ratio. I think that's a good example. I'm saying this to give our audience an idea about how they could develop their own values for their own company. And you know, if you're gonna develop a values positions, you know, the first thing doesn't need to be, okay, we want to sell more stuff. You know,
your
first one is about the customer.
It has to be about the relationship you build. It's a strategic, trust-filled relationship with partners, with customers, and with each other. I think it's very important for there to be a common trust and bond with the employees within any business, whether it's small or a corporation like IBM, because that spirit of partnership will transcend to the marketplace and make everything that you do more effective.
Well, the trust has to be with all stakeholders, doesn't it?
Exactly.
The customers, employees, and vendors as well, right?
Exactly.
Because without trust, and we've seen this with other corporations where there have been problems in the past, Judy, as you know, where the trust is broken down, and it's important for small companies and large companies to make sure that our stakeholders feel like they can trust us.
Well, the relationship you have with a customer can last a lifetime. So obviously it's not only the value of the initial transaction, but it's the support of that transaction and future transactions that really bonds client and supplier.
Right. Judy, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thank you for supporting Small Business Week, and thank you for all you do for small business.
I look forward to seeing you, Jim.
Thank you, Judy. See you tonight. Judy Smolsky, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of IBM Small Businesses in the Americas. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.